Well, friends, it's really good to have you joining with us again for another short devotional message. Some great preachers around me today, the Reverend Thomas Martin, who's now in Cumber, and also Dr. John Douglas, who's been in Lisburn for many, many years. But one of the greatest preachers that ever lived since New Testament times was referred to as the Prince of Preachers, and that was none other than Charles Haddon Spurgeon himself. And there are many remarkable accounts of how the Lord used and blessed his ministry in the second part of the 19th century. Spurgeon's ministry in New Park Street and then the Metropolitan Tabernacle in London was a ministry of almost perpetual revival. It was a ministry that never really saw anything of decline, but was a ministry of perpetual growth, encouragement, the salvation of the lost, the building up of believers. And to this day, Spurgeon's sermons are still very much in demand and very much being used and owned and blessed of God. Now, just last Lord's Day, a good Christian friend and brother handed me an envelope. I have to give it back to him. But inside the envelope, there was an excerpt of one of C.H. Spurgeon's great sermons. Now, this is entirely authentic. You'll notice the notes in the margin here. Those are actually notes made by C.H. Spurgeon himself. Most of Spurgeon's sermons were recorded by pen and then they went to print. They were printed not only in volumes that are available for people who are interested in the sermons, but they were also printed oftentimes in the local press. And before they went to print, Mr. Spurgeon would have taken the original document and have gone through it very, very carefully, scored parts out, underlined bits, made little notes, things that needed to perhaps be altered or changed slightly so that it made it more readable. And this is an actual transcript of one of Spurgeon's sermons. And there you have Spurgeon's handwriting all the way through it. And we can vouch that this is absolutely authentic. And the text of scripture that is used here, the text that he was preaching on Thursday evening, March the 12th, 1891. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Just thought I'd show you that. But it reminds me of a story that we read recently together as a family. We're reading through a little book just with our children at home about the ministry of C.H. Spurgeon. And many people were converted through that great ministry, and it highlights the power of the Word of God. There's a man living in Australia, and this, as I say, was at the end of the 19th century or the very early part of the 20th century. So Australia wasn't populated then the way it is now. This man had emigrated from England. He was living inland, so he wasn't even living in some of the great settlements, but was living inland. And oftentimes, whenever people were sending things to places like Australia from England and different places like that, they would have wrapped it in newspaper and boxed it. And in the providence of God, this man was sitting inland Australia in the outback. It was a hot, dry, dusty day. And all of a sudden, he noticed a piece of paper blowing towards him. It was a piece of a newspaper. He reached down his hand, he lifted it, and it just so happened that on that piece of newspaper was printed a sermon, or part of a sermon, that C.H. Spurgeon himself had preached. Man just had nothing else to do, so he read it. And there was sufficient truth in what was written to convict him of his sin, convince him of his need, and bring him to faith in Jesus Christ. Just a small portion of a sermon printed in a newspaper that had been ripped off, somehow it found its way to the outback, and it was blowing across the wilderness almost, and this man reached out his hand, lifted it, read it, and was converted. And that's a fulfillment of the Word of God. The Bible says God's Word is not bound. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Scripture describes the Word of God as being like seed. And the Bible says, cast your seed or cast your bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. And God says that the word that goeth forth out of his mouth shall not return unto him void. So if you're a preacher today, you mightn't be like either of these two esteemed gentlemen either side of me. You certainly might not be a Spurgeon, but keep preaching the word of God. And there's no telling where the Word of God can go, who it can reach, who it can touch, and who it can save. It's precious seed, incorruptible seed, and we pray that God will encourage all of you who are involved in the spreading of God's Word. Thanks for joining us, friends. We'll see you again next time.